It's kind of a revolving door with Pete Davidson. He and his latest love, Chase Suey Wonders, have split. Maybe this explains why Kevin Costner's soon-to-be ex-wife is going after so much money. She says that since they've been together, his net worth has gone from $100 million to $400 million. Oh, speaking of big bucks, Barbie, the highest grossing movie of 2023 domestically, with over $575 million at the box office. Speaking of movies, there are two new ones in theaters. Gran Turismo, based on a true story about a video gamer who tries to convert his skills into real-life car racing for Nissan. The other one is Retribution, starring Liam Neeson. In it, Neeson is driving his kiddo to school when he receives a phone call from a guy saying that his car's been wired with a bomb and it will explode if he doesn't follow his instructions. Way to go, Lainey Wilson, who broke a concert record performing Wednesday at the New York State Fair. 53,000 people came out to see her. The previous record was 43,000, set by Nelly last year. And finally, Tim McGraw's new album, Standing Room Only, is available. Zach Bryan's self-titled fourth album is out too, and it features guest appearances from Kacey Musgraves, Warren Treaty, along with the Lumineers. That's your entertainment update. I'm Ryan Kelly.